This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of Axiom 4 mission safely returned to Earth after their 18-day historic mission aboard the International Space Station. The SpaceX Dragon spacecraft splashed down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego in California this afternoon.
And we have splashdown of the AX4 crew back on planet Earth.
Welcome home.
Dragon SpaceX, rigging is complete. Stand by for capsule lift.
Dragon copies.
Dragon SpaceX, capsule lift in progress, brace.
Good verbal confirmations there and visual confirmations that we're getting a successful lift.
AIR correspondent reports that Group Captain Shukla and his fellow Axiom 4 crew members will now undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program to help them adjust to Earth's gravity. Axiom 4 mission Space Odyssey began on the 25th of last month when the Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from Florida, carrying the Dragon capsule towards the International Space Station. This mission, dubbed as Akash Ganga, was a collaborative effort between Axiom Space, U.S. Space Agency NASA, and Indian Space Research Organization. Group Captain Shukla became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, ISS, and only the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi joined the nation in welcoming Group Captain Shukla as he returned to Earth from the historic mission to space. In her message, the president said Group Captain Shukla's role in piloting Axiom 4 mission to the International Space Station has created a new milestone for India's space exploration as well as for international collaboration in science and technology. Prime Minister Modi in his message said as India's first astronaut to have visited the International Space Station, Group Captain Shukla has inspired a billion dreams through his dedication, courage, and pioneering spirit. He said it marks another milestone towards the country's human spaceflight mission, Gaganyaan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has called upon Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, to remain true to its founding objectives and take an uncompromising stand on the issues of terrorism, separatism, and extremism. Dr. Jayashankar was speaking at the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting at Tianjin in China this evening. Referring to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, the minister said it was deliberately conducted to undermine the tourism economy of Jammu and Kashmir with the intention of sowing religious divide. He said the United Nations Security Council condemned the incident and stressed the need to hold perpetrators, organizers, financiers, and sponsors of this reprehensible act of terrorism accountable and bring them to justice. On the sidelines of the meeting, the External Affairs Minister held bilateral talks with his counterparts from Russia and Iran. Prime Minister Modi has highlighted that the Skill India initiative has benefited countless people, empowering them with new skills and building opportunities. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Jayant Chaudhary, Mr. Modi stated that as the mission marks 10 years, the government commits to building a skilled and self-reliant youth force through the mission. The Prime Minister added that the mission is strengthening the resolve to make the country's youth skilled with new skills and global best practices to fulfill India's dream of a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Modi today hailed India's commitment and efforts towards building a green and sustainable future. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi, Mr. Modi highlighted that the country achieved 50% non-fossil fuel capacity 5 years ahead of the 2030 target. The execution of Indian nurse Nimisha Priya, which was initially scheduled for tomorrow in Yemen, has been postponed. According to official sources, the government has made concerted efforts in recent days to seek more time for the family of Nimisha Priya to reach a mutually agreeable solution with the other party. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, coastal Karnataka, East Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan, East UP, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Kerala, Mahe, and Jharkhand tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.